But it's amazing. And they've done,
so they all done
my whole neighborhood. Well, no, because they ordered the wrong storm doors. They ordered the wrong color, so they had to bring those back and reorder the white ones. Because they brought black by mistake.
Is that the only thing they got left to do?
I think they finished the painting.
What would they paint?
Well, they put new walls in the living room. Soundproof walls on the outside of the house. And we have double windows now in the living room.
On the outside of the house?
No, oh, that was good, Dad.
At least it's not a seagull.
But it looks like
that's suitable. I was afraid a seagull got me.
Mess up poor thing.
They did paint the trim.
Oh, no.
We get a nap or somewhere. Don't worry about it.
There was a whole bunch of them.
This is
no, he dropped the dressing all over
me. You know, coffee stains in the shirt.
This is the guy that we thought had one for 3 years until you looked in his suitcase.
What is the kid's character? You can't talk if they're not going to sign my form.
Jeez, I remember a time when shirts were all cranberry.
Those guys putting those windows in one afternoon.
I
say better them than me.
I know it.
I know that feeling.
Well, but they painted the inside the wrong color. We had ordered this, like an eggshell color. Because the color that we had that would work in the dining room, similar to that, was on the list of colors you could use. So that's the color we wanted them to paint the inside trim of the new door they put on, the case. But they brought the wrong color paint, so they painted it white the first day. And the guy, Pat, said he came in, he had been at unemployment. When he came back, the guy said to him, "Oh, my God, we painted it the wrong color. I just realized it. Don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow." They came back the next day, put two more coats of paint on the right color. But they stain the doors and polyurethane them and everything.
So what did they do?
You got to realize the longer they're there, the longer their job will last.
No, but it's a money basis. They get paid.
They get paid per job.
It was a contract bid, so they get paid per job.
I imagine they also have a little thing called cost plus.
Oh, well, probably. Yeah. They probably do, but,
They don't do anything for the government unless it's cost plus.
But when I was telling you, I just did an ad for the Patriot yesterday when I was in work. $900,000 for 34 residences in East Boston and Revere. So our contract was similar. So it's an average of 50,000, between 30 and 50,000, depending on how much they do in each house. Like, some people didn't want the rooms done. We figured our living room was so big, why not take advantage and have them put new walls there,
Let's all not take everything to well.
That's right. That's what we said. So
also, the ceiling fell down already.
Well, but they didn't do the ceiling, unfortunately, because it's not on a top floor. No.
That doesn't go through and over the room?
No.
The ceiling isn't considered
part of the room. Only if that room is on the top level of the house. If it's on the top level of the house, they would, because they needed to soundproof it, but there's two levels above, so they didn't have to, unfortunately.
So what's that? I'm curious now. What did they do to the walls?
Oh, wait till you see what they did in the living room. When we get the walls painted and everything, you'll all have to come over and just see.
Was the room smaller or something now?
They went in 5 inches on the two outside walls. They studded the outside walls from the inside. The inside of the room. And then they put insulation, and then they put soundproof boards. Then they put two layers of 3/4-inch drywall. And then they taped it all and skim coated it. It's beautiful.
Oh, they skim coated it too. They didn't just tape it.
And then they put a primer coat of paint on it. So all we have to do is go in and paint it. They put new woodwork along the bottom and all new woodwork around the windows. Stevie and I got crack woodwork. All the windows had to have woodwork for them too. So that room out back that used to be a porch, Stevie and I put wallboard up. And then we got this garbage trim. It was on sale for $3.95. They replaced it with the stuff that was
$13.95. Yeah, you had to go through the aggravation
of putting it up.
The money on
it had
the
to
trim.
Be there before they
putting
were replaced.
The trim up before they would work.
Although, did I tell you that guy that put the hole? Remember the guy that put the hole in the back of his house because he decided he'd like a picture window in his kitchen?
And they wouldn't replace.
They did.
They did.
Yes, he threatened to take them to court. They replaced.
Didn't they originally tell him he had to put a?
Yeah. Well, that was the guy that used to live around the corner from Mom and Dad that died. He died right after they put the window in.
Well, that'll teach him.
Is that plugged
in the other one? You know who I mean? The guy that used to live around the corner that during busing had the illiterate spelt wrong on the side of his house?
Oh, yeah, the Italian guy. The green guy that lived in Charleston.
Yeah. He moved down near me.
That was intentional,
yeah. That was intentional.
I don't think he didn't know how to spell it.
Well, it was close, but it was a gag. He probably didn't know himself.
No, I'm sure he didn't.
He looked it up in the dictionary so that he could spell it wrong on purpose.
But the windows are this wide now. The living room windows, it's two complete windows. They have, and all of the windows are four sheets of glass thick. There are two levels on the top and two levels on the bottom with double glass. So I have to open, in every room I have to open at least two windows to get to the screen. And the screen is full level from the top to the bottom of the window. They're really nice. Unfortunately,
so how is that for washing your windows?
You can pull, each panel comes out.
Oh, nice.
And you wash them from the inside. 3 years ago, they put central air conditioning, but they stopped that because the federal government decided that it was cost prohibitive.
Yeah, they go.
They did it in Connecticut. Connecticut and Rhode Island got the central air conditioning, but they didn't.
That's good for about $3,000.
And they stopped it by the time.
Did you move your house over there and have the planes go over?
Yeah.
You know, actually, though, you can still hear the planes. Sabina said she had hers done last fall, and she said she could notice a big difference in the winter. But in the summer, when you have your windows open anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It really doesn't make any difference.
That's why I should have made a case for the air conditioner.
That's right.
I have to open my windows.
Yeah.
But that was what the guy that came the first day from Massport said. Boy, unfortunately, you're a couple of years too late to the air conditioning.
Oh, that was beautiful.
How much complaining can you do? What did they spend on your house? $25,000.
Oh, more than that.
Like I said, just give me the money and you can have the house. We'll start somewhere else. This is a really strange regulation, though. They did all this work just so they could
come in
so that you can't
tear
I know.
Down and get in the carpet.
But then you sign a contract that you can't sue them for noise pollution for at least 20 years after the work is completed.
But for them, it's for the workers themselves, it's like the room didn't even have anything up. There was no walls, nothing.
We put the walls up.
They could have just popped the windows out without any trouble. Mm. Put the windows back. Put the new windows in. They had to come in and tear stuff down.
Yeah. And, of course, the stuff that we put up wasn't first quality because why would we spend the money if they're going to replace it if they crack it? So everything they touched.
Did they take the woodwork down a few you put in the kitchen?
Yes, they put up stuff that was worth three times the money.
And they told you to
had to be existing in order for them to replace it. They had to bring out what it, it was like a trade-off.
What did they do upstairs with it?
Well, in the, there's a room off my bedroom that used to be a porch that Stevie and I put the walls in. And then we put a ceiling. It was the
house. All
the windows were sideways. We went in and we just threw up wood to straighten everything out and put woodwork on. They came in and they said, while we were working on it, they said, oh, well, gee, you really need two sheets of sheetrock at least for soundproof insulation. If you don't feel like putting it up, we'll put it up when we come in. So we decided...
We put one ceiling.
We put one up, but they put the second one, and they put the stuff in between.
You had to have it finished anyway for them to tear.
Well, then we put the baseboard heat. We put electric baseboard heat in, because it had to be a heated room. But they put all new windows in, and we put up the junk woodwork, and they put up.
It was great working on it. You'd make these measurements. You put on a piece of plasterboard, you'd have to measure
about
2 feet along.
So because they had varied so much.
From 8 feet long in one spot to 7 feet, 6 inches
That wasn't bad when you consider that Joe used old doors that he found in garbage buckets from other people's homes.
Did he have a Frank out hunting for him?
He probably did.
Can you get them to put some of them toilet seats in that they put in the Navy? $700 a piece?
Oh.
They come close, Dad. I didn't see them doing toilets yet, but I don't have to because the woman gave me the guided tour. I couldn't get rid of them.
I know it. The French doors, though. The French doors are gorgeous.
He had doors put on the
He
back.
Had the sliders.
Yeah, he had
but
sliders
these are inside the French doors that they put on the living room. You know that archway between the living room and the dining room and the hall. They're beautiful.
We didn't have any openings like that. But the doors they put in, they removed the... He had like 2-year-old top-of-the-line Anderson sliding glass windows and going out to the porch. And they tore them out. Replaced the stuff they replaced them with was like $5,000 door or something. Yeah. So
because the insulation is unbelievable in them.
3 panes of glass. Huh? 15-pound brass handles on them. Mm-hmm.
Now they use all brass. They put a our front door has 2 locks now. It has the one like we had, the deadbolt, and then it has the knob lock. But it's you use the same key for both of them, and that's all brass. They put all brass fixtures on the French doors in the living room.
It wasn't even going anywhere.
No, I know.
Did they make you put a door there? They put a door on the room going into the dining room?
No, they didn't need one there. They said because it was an inside wall.
Drop the pants off at the house and I'll wash them.
Yeah, but doesn't that...
Don't worry
they
about
said it.
It
wouldn't affect the soundproofing one way or the other.
Shout on there.
I'm not going to complain. You know, how can I complain?
Oh, we need to do something like that.
Leak stop.
You have oil heat in your house?
Forced hot air.
Yeah. Forced hot air.
So the air conditioning would have been a breeze for them to put in.
I know, it would have been a breeze for them, yeah. Just throwing a unit outside, yep. 3-ton unit or whatever they call it, and hook up right into the central air.
But I was talking to Jimmy yesterday. He was in at the coffee shop, and he said he's been... fielding calls all week from neighbors who would love to have their house done, but it's a matter of 0.2 decibels. The people directly across the street diagonally from me couldn't get it done because their decibel level was 65.2 and it had to be 65 or something.
Jeez.
Stupid like that.
Wow.
So it's a matter of percentage points. And he said, there's nothing you can do. It's a federal regulation. It's FDA that one is hazardous to your hearing, and the other isn't. And he said, they have to put a cutoff point. And if they start changing their regulations, then people who had theirs done 3 years ago and their neighbors across the street couldn't, the neighbors across the street are going to be coming after them. Yeah, so... No. I don't know the neighbors. I don't know those people. So all of my immediate neighbors had it done. Except for a few that refused, which I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
Why they would refuse.
God, that's ridiculous. Yeah. I would take it.
I know it.
I don't want people investigating the house.
Yeah. Now they like the house the way it is. They're just...
No, because now they're kicking themselves. There are 3 or 4 of them that said, why did we ever refuse if
well,
we had known...
At the time, you think about having all those workmen coming and going in your house and now you're home and all that stuff.
But they had big meetings, and these people never bothered to go to the meetings to find out exactly what they would be doing.
Yeah.
And
some people just get stuck. Yeah. I could see my mother doing that, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an older home. I think they want to take advantage of it.
I know what you mean, but some people are just so confused.
Oh, no, I mean, I can see it for someone that's, you know, kind of been here for 100 years. And
I wish the planes came over our house.
I know, you'd be upset.
You get planes coming all over the
place now. You do. You have those helicopters, too, that land at the hospital. They landed that landing pad over by the Charles River.
Well, we get the ones that do the traffic on Rutherford Avenue.
That's right, too. I think Sabina said her heating bill was lower than half last year after she had the windows because there's no draft. They insulate all around the windows with, Pat said they blew in insulation, then they shoved in insulation, then they put more something else on top of that.
Well, it's going to make your house much easier to heat.
Yeah, they're much tighter.
Much.
Well, the son is a carpenter, so...
Frank's the type that can be cut around, but also it's a big change.
Yeah.
Or at least collecting.
No, he collects.
At least collecting,
Sabina, every time we put like something out, she'll say, oh, no, wait and put it out in the morning. He'll take it in the cellar. He does. He brings everything in the cellar.
I told you that one day. What did we bring
on this? He took them. Every took
them. It's a great game up here. Patriots are down by 17 now.
Oh, jeez.
They'll come back.
They're doing good.
They'll come back.
Bring back Doug Flutie. All right, put on the Canadian Football League, get some entertainment rather than hand off to Thurman this guy and hand off to this guy.
Actually, they had a big problem with that when they had a preseason game up in Toronto this year. The NFL preseason game was there.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a 13-10 thriller with a lot of Canadian fans just went away in droves. Like 5,000 people showed up.
Yeah, once you get used to Canadian football, I imagine it would be tough to be like watching soccer.
Midgets out there. Midgets that can't play in the NFL.
No.
Sorry.
They could play.
I think your face is swollen. I really do. Look at the side of his face. Doesn't it
turn
look
this
funny?
Way.
See how his lip goes down a little bit?
Right here, maybe. Yeah. It's swollen right here. It goes all right down the
side. Yeah, it's on that side of his face.
Oh, it might be swollen from the infection.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's swollen from the infection.
Yeah. It's right here.
Don't you think? Yeah.
What did you have done?
Basically nothing. He just examined it. He took an x-ray. What he did is he put a probe in between the gum and the tooth, and it's supposed to only go in 1 millimeter in a healthy tooth. And it went in 6 millimeters. See, right down in there, he says this gum is breaking down. For his analysis, is I've got a crown here, and the tooth under the crown, that's whatever's left of it, is I must have cracked it. And through a period of weeks, bacteria has gotten in there and it causes.
So he knows it's infected? Did he give you an antibiotic?
Oh, yeah. I took my first one on my way up here. I stopped at a store. So I'm just looking at my
how
watch.
Many, how many
as soon
a
as
day?
He hits that grill, I'm going to take my supper pill.
So the chicken. Eat in peace.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's really. That's why I went out and bought the coffee. It seemed to help. Maybe it's the hot.
Soothe the warmth.
But I just went to an endodontist because I have an old dentist and he doesn't really do emergencies. He only works 3 days a week. Mm. So he sent me to this root canal guy like a couple of years ago who was good. So I called him and he said, well, you know, yeah, come on over. I don't know if it's a root canal thing. And he said, gee, it's not a root canal.
You just missed the best play of the game. The Buffalo punt returner just stood up 5 Patriot guys and ran it in for a touchdown.
Oh, what's the score now?
38-14.
Oh, gosh.
Depressing.
Who's quarterback?
After they fumbled the snap and Bledsoe recovered in the end zone, and out of pity, the ref gave it not a safety and let him have it on the half-yard line.
They have that TV.
Find out
really
the Atlanta
loud.
Score for
I can
if
hear
you see it, in TV.
Down here.
I don't even know who they're playing. I forget.
Who are they playing?
What?
Who are they playing?
Buffalo.
But I finally get into a football pool this year. I got so sick of everybody checking scores Monday morning. I felt
Left out.
Yeah, I felt a deprived person. So.
I don't want to waste your dollar like everybody else. Aww.
No, this is just a local thing.
No, not right now.
Will you play later?
I don't know.
It was $100 to cover the whole
right
season.
Now until
huh?
The game goes by.
I don't care. Yeah.
I wasted my time. It's too bad the sun didn't come out.